Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, some people are saying that Perez Hilton was on This Morning earlier on ITV looking absolutely knackered. I don't think he'd slept much after the Brits. That's nothing to do with me, I'd like to point out.
Really?
Yes.
There was no contact between the two of you last night.
Nah. Okay. I wasn't there.
I know.
This all
that doesn't mean you couldn't have texted each other or whatever.
This all started on Switch with Annie and Grimmy last Sunday when they had Perez in. They have him on every week, but this week he was in London, so he dropped by.
Hey, Scott Mills, this is Perez Hilton. I'm here until Saturday. Call me.
And then Edith caught up with him on the red carpet at the Brits yesterday.
I've got a phone number for you, Perez.
You do? Oh, my goodness.
0770.
No, no, don't read that out on the radio.
Okay.
Right. He's going all shy.
Laura, if you... make sure Edith's got the right number, yeah?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye.
Amazing.
Did you give him the number?
He is actually writing down his number for you, by the way, on a piece of paper for you.
Okay. You know the number that I gave you.
Bad.
You know that what that number was, don't you?
We just gave him the flirt divert number.
Oh no,
Scott,
I feel bad, yeah?
I have his 9-digit cell phone number in my hand.
I love it! Now, I did phone that 9-digit cell phone number yesterday and then put the phone down from a withheld number just to check that it was his actual cell phone number, and I can confirm that it is.
Yes.
But I've not done anything else with it apart from that. But today I have checked through the Flirt Divert messages just in case there's a message from Perez on there. And this.
Hey up, Scott, it's Perez Hilton here. As you know, I'll drop the charade when I'm not on radio. Next time I get stuck in that loo at Radio 1, you're the man to come and get me out. You can come and pull me out, friend. Speak to you soon. Give us a buzz. Ta-da.
No, I don't think that's him.
Don't you?
No.
Well, how can you be so sure?
Well, listen again.
Hey up, Scott, it's Perez Hilton here.
He doesn't speak like that.
But he says it's Perez Hilton.
As you know, I'll drop the charade when I'm not on radio.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
gives
right.
You an explanation as well.
Next time I get stuck in that loo at Radio 1, you're the man to come and get me out. You can come and pull me out, friend. Speak to you soon. Give us a buzz.
All right, thanks, friend. That's likely not him, but you know, I'll keep checking the answer phone because it would be quite fun to get a message from him. As long as he doesn't have my actual number, that's fine. Do you think I'm playing with fire here? So do I. Radio 1 Podcast. Notice that Laura was texting me last night during the Brit saying that Kate Nash had just thanked her.
Really?
And Laura, who have all been really amazing from day one and really supported me.
Now, I don't think that's about you.
It is.
You were there from day
Laura,
one.
And Laura. Who have all been really amazing from day one and really supported me.
We were there from day one, because do you remember when she was stuck, when she was on the way to a gig and it was raining?
Yeah.
And we asked somebody to help
on the
her
M4,
out.
She was on the way to a gig, and we asked if anybody else had, like, a spare tyre or something, and we got her to the gig on time, so actually I should have been mentioned there as well.
And Laura.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why don't blokes have sleepovers? Because they sound like a lot of fun.
Should we
have one?
What, have a sleepover?
Because we've both got pyjamas now, do you remember?
We have matching pyjamas, though,
from when
we
did the Sun's Deirdre's video casebook.
I sometimes wear mine.
I do as well.
They're
now.
They're very comfy.
And I've never been a fan of the pyjama before.
No.
But I'm quite enjoying it.
Do you think you look quite good in yours?
I wouldn't be as vain as to say that.
But I didn't. I was quite surprised by how fond I've become of them.
How often do you wear them, though? Because I don't all the time.
No, maybe twice a week.
Oh, no, not that much.
Oh, really?
No,
do you save
no.
yours for special occasions?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Right. So if we have...
I'm probably only about once a fortnight, I'd
oh,
say,
really?
With mine, yeah.
So are we? If you have a sleepover, is that what we're going to have to wear?
Well, what we could do...
The problem
right?
is they have an open fly. Have you not noticed that?
No, have they?
Yeah, I need to put a button on it.
Well, we could... Let's have one. Because girls are having all the fun at the moment. Okay. We can get some blokes' films, Rambo, Die Hard, etc.
Right.
Sit there in our pants or pyjamas.
Can I just check that there'll be other people apart from us two?
Have a pillow fight.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay.
Eat some kebabs, maybe, or other boy food.
Right. I'm on
have
for
a
it.
Barbecue, mate, yeah?
Just let me get a button on my pyjama fly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, do you remember how this works, loose lips? You tell me someone who you know cannot keep a secret, but you still love them anyway because they're your mate. Then I get you to call them up, tell them a bit of juicy gossip that isn't true, and then see how long it takes for them to blab it to another one of your friends. We get another one of your mates to call them and see if they tell all. I'm glad this is back. I like this.
It's good.
Martine has been in touch from near Cardiff about her gossipy friend, and she wants to be on Loose Lips. I spoke to Martine a bit earlier. You're right.
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Now tell me about your friend who's got the loose lips.
This is Vicky. She finds it very difficult to keep secrets, really.
How long have you been friends with Vicky for?
Since school, really, since we were little kids.
So, I mean, you forgive her for it, but it's just one of her little personality things.
Yes, yes. We always forgive her. She just can't help herself, and it is highly amusing most of the time, yes.
So the idea of this is we get you to tell the blabbermouth a secret that's made up, okay? And then we get another one of your friends to call up and see how long it takes for them to spill the beans.
Yes, sounds like a fantastic plan.
Now, tell me the kind of thing that Vicky has done before.
For example, my birthday last year, all of my friends were getting together to spring a surprise birthday party. Vicky actually told me about it and tried blaming it onto somebody else and saying it was somebody else's party in the end. But she actually slipped up again and told me another time that it was going to happen. And she eventually told me every element of the surprise. So I didn't really have a surprise party anymore.
So she told you the party was happening?
Yep.
What else?
She told me where it was going to be held, and there was supposed to be a surprise drag act, and that was no longer a surprise either. So
she just told you all the details of the party, the surprise party.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, very good. So what are we going to tell Vicky today? What lie are we going to make up to see if she blabs it out?
Well, I'm going to try to tell her that one of my other best friends, Avion, has actually got himself arrested last night.
Okay. What's his name?
Avion.
Okay, what are we going to say Avion has been arrested for?
We're actually going to say that he got himself arrested last night for indecent exposure. He was actually caught walking down the high street with all of his bits hanging out.
In Cardiff?
That's correct, yeah.
Is that the kind of thing that he would do anyway?
He's been known to do a little bit of stripping, yes.
Excellent. So she'd probably go for it?
I think she probably would, yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, listen, what we'll do is we'll get you to call Vicky right now.
Okay.
And tell her the made-up gossip.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Robin Windsor's been on saying, when we have our bloke sleepover, will you and me wax each other's bikini lines?
I don't think we will we?
No.
I don't really want... I don't want to be waxed by anybody.
No.
To be honest.
Danny's been on as well, from Derby, saying, are you planning to invite Perez Hilton to your sleepover? It's up to you, Chopper. I mean, I'll leave that one up to you.
Could I say no on that one?
That's fine, yeah. Whatever you want.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we spoke to Martine. Her mate, Vicky, cannot keep a secret. So this is what happened when Martine called up Vicky, the gossip, to tell her a juicy but made-up story.
Hello.
Vic, it's Martine.
Oh, hello, are you all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How did yesterday go? You had the day off, didn't you?
Yeah, I just had my housework, Liv.
Yeah? Nothing too exciting, man?
Nothing exciting, no, nothing at all. Oh. I went to Slimming World and I've been having my sister around.
Oh, brilliant stuff.
Well, you, Liv?
Oh, wow. Excitement. Had a bit of news today. Don't really know much about it. Haven't had the full details. Never guessed what happened to Avion last night.
What?
He only got arrested for indecent exposure.
Oh, never.
Yeah. Walking down Queen Street, Cardiff.
What was he doing?
He was just drunk, I think, from what I can gather.
Oh, but then he left his job, wasn't he?
Well, exactly.
Oh, have you spoken to him?
I haven't had a chance yet. No, he's apparently still being held down there. Down the police
station. Still being held?
Yeah.
Christ, what did he do? Put his in someone's face or something?
I don't know, Liv. But you've got to try not to say anything to anyone about it, because
I don't know anything,
yeah.
I know. I thought I'd give you a heads up on it anyway, love. But, yeah, try not to say anything, you know, try and keep it to yourself.
Oh, okay, I'm blaming her.
Oh, brilliant, love. Like, I gotta go. I gotta someone's call me back into work. But I'll give you a call later, okay?
Alright, give me a ring tonight, love.
I will do. I'll let you know. I'll give you more details when I hear about it.
Alright, babe. Ciao, love.
Alright, so, hon.
Oh, my God, you can hear how much she actually
she's
loves
loving
the gossip.
This.
Oh, never. Chris, what did you do? Chris, in someone's face or something?
She actually loves it.
Oh, bloody left his job, wouldn't it?
But here's the important bit.
Try not to say anything to anyone about it, because
I don't know anything. Yeah, of course I won't. But did she?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, good. Apparently, I get this email once a day. Apparently, I look like a bit like the bloke off of Boogie Beebies on CBeebies. I think his name's Pete. Now, I'm not being funny, but I do get an email like that at least once a day, and a couple of texts come in all the time, don't they?
And I actually don't think you do.
No. Who's that chef bloke that some people say you look like sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
That comes in occasionally, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
MasterChef. Yeah, on MasterChef. I don't know.
I don't think either he looks like you
Lloyd
at all.
Lloyd Grossman.
Not Lloyd Grossman. Who's the other guy?
I don't know, but I don't think... I can't see that either, to be honest.
Now, lookalikes are all well and good, but with me and Laura were just talking about this in the office earlier. Mm. There must be some people out there who are soundalikes who sound like us lot. What do you think? It would be quite cool if we found somebody that sounded exactly like Zane Lowe, let's say. Or someone that sounds really, really like Joe Wiley and could be mistaken for Joe.
Loads of people on the text before thought it was me singing at the Brit. For the Kaiser Chiefs. But no. It wasn't.
Or if we found somebody that sounds exactly like Chris Moyles. There must be some people out there.
Are you thinking of starting a sound-alike agency?
Well, we could have a lot of fun. Think about it.
Yeah, we could.
If we found somebody that sounds exactly like Edith, I mean, I know I can do an impression. Yeah. Hello!
This isn't impressions that you're looking for, is it?
No, I'm after people that sound exactly the same as our DJs. Mm. I mean, some people couldn't tell the difference in Edith's last 20 minutes of her show yesterday before the Brits.
I only could because I was so opposite you.
I should have gone to the Brit school. I'm that talented. So, if you...
I still don't get that.
And that. If you or somebody you know sounds exactly like a Radio 1 DJ, don't be saying you do if you don't, because we'll just call you and you'll be crap in front of millions of people. Like, let me know. If you or a mate sounds exactly like Zane or Joe or Moyles or Edith, let me know. 81199. I'd like to find some. We could have some fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so Vicky the Gossip has been told that Avion, their mate, has been arrested for indecent exposure whilst walking down Queen Street in Cardiff last night. Now, this is what we do. We get Jodie, who is another friend, a friend to all of them, to call up Vicky, the blabbermouth, and see how long it takes her before she just can't help herself. And once again, she opens her big mouth and tells everybody, even though she's been told not to.
Hello. Are you
level
right? Are you level, sir? Jodie and that, did you phone earlier?
Oh, I know, I just thought you'd say hi.
Oh, hi. Martin phoned me, left a really strange message, actually. A bit like, well, I don't know.
About Ethan?
No, she didn't really say anything, love. She was just like, oh, I've got to tell you something, rah, rah, rah. I'll phone you later.
Well, she said to me not to say anything, but I'm assuming she's going to tell you the same bloody thing anyway.
What's that, then?
Evian got arrested last night for indecent exposure.
No way!
Yeah, but he works for the police,
doesn't
he?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he works for...
The police, when she tells you, all right?
I won't say nothing, yeah.
I don't say anything to anyone. I said, I won't. I gotta go.
Hello?
Hello? Hang on.
Hello?
Hello, is that Vicky?
Yeah.
Hi, Vicky, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi.
You know how you can't really keep a secret?
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid you've just been the victim of Scott's loose lips on Radio 1.
Oh, my God.
You love a bit of goss, don't you?
So, what I just said, has that just been announced on the radio, and is it true?
It's not true.
Oh, thank God for that.
But it is on the radio.
are you, little? Who's this now? Who's done this to me? Martine and Josie?
Yes.
Oh, I cannot believe. Josie, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, she couldn't keep it to herself.
She really couldn't.
This is my favourite bit.
Well, she said to me not to say anything, but I'm assuming she's going to tell you the same bloody thing anyway.
Yeah, so I might as well just tell you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, yes?
Hello, yes, it's Edith here.
Ooh, well, that's quite freaky.
It's Edith. Edith for Fife, with my wee bump.
Right, okay, what's your name?
My name's Edith.
No, what's your actual name?
My name's Denise.
Okay, Denise, and people say you sound like Edith a lot.
Well, they say I sound like her a wee bit, yeah.
Okay, can I give you some Edith phrases and you can repeat after them?
Right, go on then.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Genius.
Genius.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Getting.
Getting.
Big knockers.
Big knockers.
Getting.
Getting.
Some of that's good.
Quite good, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Not bad,
oh,
eh?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I'm going to keep your number. We could have some fun with you, Edith.
All right, cool.
Oh, hello.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Who's that?
Who do you think I am?
Oh.
Is it Greg James?
Speak some more.
Hello, just driving along. Some people have said that I sound like a certain female DJ who's on the weekends.
Are you Fern Cotton?
That's who they say I sound like, apparently, yep. That's
Annie
me.
Mac. It's not Annie Mac. I'm stupid.
No.
Right, could you talk some more, please? Mate, could you say, welcome to Radio 1's chart show with Fern and Reg?
Welcome to Radio 1's chart show with Fern and Reg.
Okay. Can you say, wicked?
Wicked.
Okay. Can you say, extra factor?
Extra factor.
Oh, see, that is quite like it.
Yeah.
Right, okay, thanks, Vern.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi there.
Hiya.
Apparently I sound like Sarah Cox.
Says who?
Southerners, like yourself.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Where are you from?
I'm from West Yorkshire.
Right, well, Cox is from the right side of the Pennines, as am I.
Don't even start.
So you don't sound anything like it?
No, but I went to uni in Lancaster, so I got a bit of a twang at the time.
No, you haven't.
Nah.
No.
You wish.
How many people have told you you sound like Sarah Cox?
Loads.
Loads. Oh, no. I don't think you do.
No, I don't think I do either, but it was worth a shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I prefer Fern Cotton.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's somebody else that sounds just like a Radio 1 DJ. Don't say the name of the DJ. We have to guess who you are. Please do it. Go.
Yo, this is the big dog. Word to your mother. I'm blasting off through the roof with this bad boy. It's like a bullet through your speaker.
Who could that
it's
have been?
It's not somebody else thinking they're Coxie, is it?
That was a man that sounds exactly like Westwood. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.